Warehouse storing slash put away. Exhibit 4-12 revisits the order flow to show where storing slash put away fit. Note how the process can be used to either put things into a designated storage area or immediately route some goods into the replenishment process. Exhibit 4-12. Warehouse processes and order flow. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines warehouse storage as using a building or other structure as a planned space for storing goods and materials. The storing process is sometimes referred to as put away since its primary goal is to put the received goods in either extended or active storage. Extended storage is storage for items that will not be immediately needed, such as inventory for an upcoming season, inventory that requires curing or aging, inventory purchased in bulk for discounts, and so on. The priority should be on efficient, dense storage. Active storage areas are those used for active picking of fast turnover inventory. Ease of picking in the right sequence is the priority. Storage density is not a priority. Active storage includes designated storage areas, pick slots, work areas, or shipping areas. Designated storage areas, or slots, in the active storage area can be assigned permanently or be assigned by the WMS dynamically. There may be a bulk storage area or multiple storage areas, depending on the nature of the products. This could be a pallet holding area, flow racking for cases, and so on. If products are large or heavy, this may be the permanent location. Goods may be picked directly from here in their current unit sizes or be broken down into smaller unit sizes and moved from here to the pick slot during replenishment. Per the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, pick slots are areas on shelves in a warehouse where products are stored. Pick slots are the areas from which the pickers remove products to fill orders, and these can take many more forms than just shelving, such as an A-frame dispenser. Pick slots that need immediate replenishment can be refilled directly during put-away or during a dedicated replenishment process. Put-away can route some products directly to a work center where value-added work will be done before shipment, such as promotional packaging, for example, buy two, get one free. Put-away can be directly to the shipping area or a designated staging area if goods are to be sorted and packed for immediate shipment from the warehouse to another location, for example, sorting, consolidation, rake bulk, cross-docking. After receiving, put-away is the second time most goods will be subjected to materials handling. The goals of put-away are to maximize use of equipment and automation to maximize efficiency and to minimize the need for additional in-storage product handling. The equipment used to transfer goods to their storage locations includes non-mechanized tools, such as hand trucks, and mechanized tools, such as conveyor belts and forklifts, and even automated guided vehicles. The storage process includes the following tasks: checking that the load can be securely transported, identifying the storage location for the SKUs, their slots, picking up the goods without damaging them, scanning labels on the packaging slash pallet to track goods through the system, moving the goods to the designated location, verifying that the location is correct, validating the quantities being added to inventory against documents, for example, packing list, put-away list, unit label, updating inventory records to indicate that goods are in the warehouse and available to fill orders. In addition, the storage crew is responsible for keeping the storage area clear and clean, detrashing. For products with distinctive lots, for example, paints, medicines, the crew is responsible for making sure that the lots are visibly separated. Maintaining the integrity or separation of lots can improve the effectiveness and efficiency of product recalls. In some warehouses, inventory may be stored in trailers slash containers in the yard. Drivers called warehouse drivers, yard jockeys, yard dogs, or yard hustlers retrieve and deliver the trailers slash containers to a loading dock when the stock is needed.